Greg Abies podcast.
Larissa, firstly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Larissa, this must have been such an intense 24 hours for you. You've got a son who lives and works down in Bondi. Can you paint us a picture of what yesterday was like?
Apparently it was horrific. It was a normal, beautiful day. Jackson was actually not working at Bondi. He was working at Bronte.
Yep.
And he heard the shots from Bronte. So I don't know if you know the Sydney beaches, but it goes Bronte, Tamarama, Bondi. Mm. He knew then, as a first responder, that as soon as he finished his shift, which he couldn't leave Bondi at right at that very minute because there were people in trouble in the water, that he then drove to the top as far as he could with the defib and raced down the hill to help. And when he got there, he said it was just horrific.
So he was helping some of the victims of shootings?
Yes.
What about you guys, though? I mean, you're sitting up in Noosa hearing that something's happening in Bondi and knowing that your son is there. Were you able to get into contact with him immediately?
Well, yes. I was sort of lucky because he rang me, which I missed his call, to tell me, because he knew that it would be on the media, to tell me that he was safe and he was on his way to Bondi with the defib. But I missed that call. But when I rang him back, 5 minutes later, he was running down with the defib and he said, I can't talk now, but I'm safe. And, so that's how it unfolded. But I was still quite worried because I don't think at this stage that they'd caught the gunman.
No. And you would have been terrified, Larissa. I mean, anywhere near the scene, something like that, you just don't know what's going to happen next, do you?
Yeah, and I was worried for all of them. And like he said to me this morning, he would have loved to have spoken to you, but he's overwhelmed. He said, Mum, there were so many heroes yesterday.
So many
good people that were there to help, and everybody worked together.
I love the humility from him, but at the same time, it's stuff like this that reminds us that those two monsters are not the majority.
Yes. No.
Exactly.
Not at all.
Which is great.
Yeah. And I'm just so glad he's okay and he was there to help, Larissa, because this is just such a shock to see Bondi, of all places, you know, coming under attack
like
this.
A racist attack, which is absolutely terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And scary.
Yeah.
How's he feeling today as well? Because I can imagine someone who tragically, we've lost him up here. We'd love to have him still on the coast. But, you know, he's obviously fallen in love with this region. He knows the beauty and the power and how much it brings that community together. How's he feeling about it this morning?
I think he's just shell-shocked, to be honest. I think he's quite upset about how many people were actually injured. He said he's never seen anything like it before. And so I haven't really had a good chat to him. I suppose he needs to take it all in. They're a great community, the Bondi community. They'll all rally around each other, especially the lifeguards. They'll all reach out to each other. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot for him to process, I think, and everybody that was involved, everybody that was there.
And Sydney and Bondi, it's actually a really small community. Mm-hmm. Like, it's actually a very small place. So it really is going to affect a lot of people. Is Jackson coming home for Christmas?
Yes, he is, thank goodness, Mark. We're so happy he's coming home, especially now. So him and his girlfriend, Millie, they're coming to us on Christmas night, actually, and we're having Christmas Day on Boxing Day. So it'll be even more special this year, I think, to have them.
Oh, Larissa, thank you so much for sharing this. You must be bursting with pride. It's so funny. We've gone full circle. Yesterday, Mark and I were hosting at the Kiwanis Carols, and it was all about, you know, raising for the nippers, making sure that those programs are well-funded so that we can, you know, have those future superheroes like Jackson tomorrow right here on the coast.
Yeah.
Thank you, AB. Thank you, Mark.